There's one more story, actually many stories, regarding how the Navajo Nation is fighting COVID-19. This has to do with the Navajo and Hopi families' COVID-19 relief fund. It launched a GoFundMe page back in mid-March, and donations poured in. And something curious also happened. The list of donors, which grew day by day, included many, many, many names from Ireland. And why? Well, Paul O'Byrne wrote this along with his $40 donation. Quote, "We will never forget the extraordinary kindness shown by the Choctaw Nation during the Great Hunger in Ireland. Thank you."
Just about every year I get letters from students over there thanking me for what the Choctaw Nation did for their people.
That's Gary Batten. He's chief of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. Now, in 1847, profound suffering brought together the people of two nations. In Ireland, 1847 was the worst year of the Great Irish Famine, a catastrophe that led to the deaths of a million people. Irish artist Alex Pentek recalls that dark history.
It was written about by someone who visited Ireland at the time to sort of catalogue what was happening. It was described that the graves were walking.
In the United States, that same year, there were also walking graves. Beginning in the 1830s, the U.S. government violently removed Native people from their land and forced them to walk without any food or supplies, sometimes bound in chains and marched double file, according to a historian, for thousands of miles. Thousands died. That was on the Trail of Tears. And yet, in 1847, members of the Choctaw Nation who had survived the Trail of Tears, somehow they heard about the Irish famine, and somehow they managed to raise $170, a huge amount at the time, and they sent it to Ireland. Well, in 2015, Alex Pentek, the Irish artist, he crafted a sculpture commemorating the Choctaw donation. It's called Kindred Spirits, and it is in County Cork. And now, as we mentioned earlier, Irish people are returning that gesture to the Navajo and Hopi families' COVID-19 relief fund through those GoFundMe donations. Well, Pentek and Choctaw Chief Gary Batten told us more of that story.
I think the reason why this story is so interesting and the reason why I love it is because of what our ancestors did back in 1847, where they gave to the people of Ireland. And it's after we came across the Trail of Tears and lost a fourth of our population that we dug into our pockets, our ancestors did. They sent the money over to the people of Ireland. And then in return to see the people of Ireland now giving that same type of gracious offering to our brothers and sisters at the Navajo and Hopi Nation. I think it's just great to see that giving spirit continue. You know, that small gift has set the example that we live by today. You're about the greater good of all, and that you give with a free heart, that will drive a nation, and it's still driving us today. And that's the reason why I'm so thankful for our ancestors for setting that example. That's our tribal members. They felt it. They knew what it was like to lose grandma, grandpa, family members, and so on. You don't want that to happen to other people. So you're going to do everything you can to try to prevent that. I feel like that's what our tribal members were trying to do, and we still try to do today.
Hi, my name is Alex Pentek, and I'm the artist who made Kindred Spirits, the sculpture that commemorates the 1847 donation from the Choctaw Nation to Ireland. I wanted to reflect this history by creating the symbolic image of an empty bowl, and created a fusion of ideas by using round-tipped eagle feathers used in Choctaw ceremonial dress to sort of bring these two ideas visually together in a way that would sort of speak about the history, speak about the Irish history and the donation and the sort of uplifting humanitarian act that was given by the Choctaw Nation to Ireland. And so Chief Gary came over with 20 of his council members and friends and attended the official ceremony and spoke beautifully at the launch. During his speech, he mentioned that the piece reflected on the Irish Choctaw shared history of the 1847 gift, but also he said that it spoke out about standing together against adversity, and that this has meaning, particularly today, more than ever. And so it sort of can go on to have a modern reinterpretation, that it's a relevant message of hope and humanity standing against adversity. And this is really pretty much exactly what I'd been thinking as I was making the work, often in the evenings with a welder in one hand and steel in the other. It became almost like a steel mandala, thinking and sort of meditating almost on the theme. And Chief Gary really sort of got this. So it was very refreshing for me to hear him reach beyond the specific historical meaning of the work into sort of future interpretations, which recently have sort of been tested.
And it is a beautiful sculpture. Alex did a wonderful job of capturing what that spirit is all about. It's a gift of hope. It's a gift of empathy. It is a gift of brotherhood. When I went over there, I was just so honored and humbled. People would come up and just say, thank you so much for what the Choctaw people have done. I mean, it was just so heartfelt and genuine. Oh, it was just a wonderful experience to see the heart and soul of the people of Ireland embrace us, and we are truly unified in spirit together.
Gary Batten is chief of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. You also heard from Irish sculptor Alex Pentak. We have an image of his sculpture, by the way, at onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.